In early July, Queen City residents were invited to publicly voice their perspective about whether to change the name of Robert E. Lee High School. It was an open forum hosted by the Virginia Center for Inclusive Communities. A retired Stanton City school teacher and Lee High alumni got up to say she didn't want the name to change.
I can't comprehend that changing the name of a building will affect what's happening inside. Let's spend money on solving problems, not creating more. I say, save the name.
It's a widely shared objection among Save the Namers. Changing the name will cost too much. Stanton Superintendent Garrett Smith didn't respond to a request for comment, so pinning down a specific number is hard to come by. But figures floating around are anywhere from a couple hundred thousand dollars to more than half a million. Garrett has said that some of those costs will be absorbed into the construction budget for an upcoming renovation of the aging school. Longtime Stanton resident Peggy Robertson also got up to speak at the forum.
I have to tell you, I grew up a member of the Children of the Confederacy and singing Dixie.
She talked about how her opinion changed from keeping the name to changing it after learning more about the history of the school. It was originally called Stanton High.
I could not unknow what now I knew to be the truth. At the time it was given, it was meant to be a weapon of the lost cause against the African Americans. It was meant to put them in their place. Let's change the name and restore it to Stanton High School.
Robertson cited academic research by Clayton McClure Brooks, an assistant professor of history at Mary Baldwin. Brooks' book, The Uplift Generation, explores efforts to mythologize and deify the Confederacy in early 20th century Virginia. Groups like the United Daughters of the Confederacy worked to control the narrative of the South in the decades following the war. Here's Brooks.
They influenced school systems to adopt only textbooks that they approved. They helped approve and control what history curriculum was being taught. And part of this, they campaigned to have schools renamed in the honor of the Confederacy.
The United Daughters of the Confederacy successfully petitioned the Stanton School Board to change the name from Stanton High to Robert E. Lee High School in April 1914. Despite this history, lots of Stantonites, including current high school students, think the issue is kind of overblown. One of those students at the forum expressed this view.
In my time at Lee High School, I have not heard of anyone feel uncomfortable by the name of our school until the past couple of weeks.
A few weeks later, a separate group of students got together to discuss the issue in depth. The consensus among them seemed to be that inside the school, among fellow students, the name is not a huge deal, but that itself is an issue. Imani Hankinson is a senior. She's also Black.
You become desensitized to over time. Like it just kind of becomes something that you accept.
Her concern is that the name might make people outside the school community assume it's not the most inclusive place. This was reinforced in the run-up to the 2016 presidential election. The principal showed up to school dressed as Trump for Halloween, and the school secretary wore Hillary Clinton in prison garb. It made national news. Fellow senior Tay Burris recalled reading comments about it on Facebook.
Like 75% of the comments were like, oh, well, it's Robert E. Lee, like, what do you expect? As a student in that school, it aggravated me because that wasn't the first time I'd seen people making that statement.
Tay is also Black. He plays sports. He's not wild about the idea of having to wear a jersey that says Lehman on it.
Like, if you just take a second to look at it from the outside, just the name Lehman sounds extremely wrong.
Cullen Wallace and Marcus Sassia said at first they too didn't want to get involved. They didn't have time. They were busy with other things. But listening to friends and talking to people from both sides convinced them it was time to pick a side. Here's Cullen.
And I realized so many other people were affected that it might be time for me to step up and take a role in this.
A sign reading, "But the name hurts," is staked in his front yard. Here's Marcus.
I mean, this is the first time I actually talk about it. The background of it isn't great, and I think we should start writing a different chapter. Yeah.
The Stanton School Board is expected to vote on the issue in the next couple of months. For WMRA News, I'm Jesse Nadler.